574-331.
Hey, Dave. There's a friendly voice I haven't heard in quite a while. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm off today, so I'm just chilling at the house. Otherwise, I wouldn't be listening to this channel at this time because, it never fails if I forget to turn my dual watch off right when I'm getting ready to hear my final and know what car I'm looking for. Somebody will pipe up on the repeater, and I'll miss it. So I turn my dual watch off, and I only listen to my work channel when I'm working.
Yeah, I kind of figured you weren't working, either that or you were on lunch, because, I understand that concept, but nice. Okay, well, I hope you're enjoying the day off. I'm running hard. I've been running all week, and I'm hoping to get tomorrow off. I got to try and work that in, because I've driven, I don't know, probably 2,300 or 2,400 miles this week so far.
Wow, you put on a lot of miles.
I do, and I need to get my snow tires installed tomorrow. I've got a brand new set of Bridgestone Blizzaks. I burn two sets of tires a year. I burn one set of summer tires and one set of winter tires every year.
Yeah, with the kind of mileage you put on, I can see where you would definitely go through some rubber.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. My dad, I was talking to him about it the other day, and he's like, I thought you just put tires on that car. And I was like, go out and look at my tires. He went out and looked at them, and he's like, holy cow, you're at the wear bar. And I'm like, uh-huh. And like, it happens every year.
I like driving, but I don't think I like driving enough to drive that many miles in a month.
I like driving. I don't love driving. I like driving, but I like the Benjamins I get out of the driving that I do, so it's worth my time. Anyways, how's your new radio? Didn't you get a CB radio? I know you've been messing around with that. How's your radio track coming along?
Yeah, the new CB was doing great, but I had a real temporary antenna set up, and I was taking it down because of the wind, because it was, like I said, temporary. It wasn't gonna stay up there in a strong wind. And I was trimming my rose bush at the same time, and I cut my freaking coax.
Oh no! Do you need a piece of coax?
No, I'm just going to leave the CB down for a little while. I want to get the antenna up on the roof where it belongs and installed right. I'm just going to buy some RG8U by about, I think, 75 foot is what I'm going to need by the time I get it up as high as I want it.
Okay, well, the reason I'm asking is because I have a ton of coax in my shed right now, and I probably have a piece that would work for you that I would make you a really sweet deal on. It's not doing me any good just sitting there.